Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
Ah, yes, the Pavlov's dog of sports talk radio. It is the Beck intro. It is 10-0-0 Rabot & Co. ESPN 680 and 105.7. I'm Louis Rabot at Radio Louis on Twitter. The station is at ESPN 680. Zach Cantrell, other side of the glass. Ben Roberts will join us at 10:20. Jay Davis at 11. Not going to lie to people. Basketball heavy edition of the show today. It is what it is. NBA draft last night. I thought, frankly, probably as well as it was going to go for those two guys with the Dilly trade and then obviously with Reed Sheppard landing in Houston. And yes, all of the memes and all the videos are funny. All of them. It's okay. They're all funny. It's fantastic. I also want to say, Stacey, she just, I appreciate that she is who she is and it does not change. It is. Could not be more consistent. 437-9680. Speaking of consistency, 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Get in with the show today. Please be the co in Rabot & Co. But last night also offered something that I imagine for other people, especially those in BBN, and maybe outside of BBN who just live in this area, but we saw, I think, last night, the door close for sure on the Cal era at Kentucky. He's there last night. He's standing off to the side. Frankly, he's glistening. And Reed's name gets called at 3. Reed Sheppard goes up. Immediate text. How will Reed Sheppard's draft picks affect the Cowboys' calls on 2nd and 4th in week 3 if it's rating? It's a great text. It's a really important text. But Reed gets up. His parents are there. I love, by the way, and this caught me off guard how much I liked it. When his parents get up and it's national TV and the interviews start, and that North Laurel twang comes out, that Lyon County, oh, that's not from Lyon County, sorry, that Laurel stuff, it just comes out. It's beautiful. It was awesome to hear on national TV. It was cool to hear, frankly, in the top 5 of the NBA draft. Texter asking, does Dilly still get lottery pick money? He does, yeah. Even though he was traded. Yes, 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 yes. You are slotted to your contract there for sure.
Your contract is where you're picked, correct. Not who you get traded to.
Correct, right. And so, there's good news there for Dilly, plus where he landed, I think, is a really good spot for him as well.
By the way, it won't be raining week 3 because the Cowboys are playing the Ravens in Dallas.
Never rains in Dallas.
Never rains in Dallas.
But I wanted to get in to the Cal thing. The Texter, the only show that starts on time. We try. Is Calipari at Sheppard's draft table prior to the event? And, you know, his plans to attend the first round were made clear on Wednesday when he told Pat McAfee that he'd be there. And he did the thing where he brags about the contracts and he brags about the pros and the second contracts and these guys and the billions and this. And frankly, if I were a coach and I were in his shoes, it would be really difficult for me not to talk about those things because I, too, would be very proud of them. And I think I have to imagine for people, but I'll only speak for me, of course, a significant number of us who watched last night and thought, okay, we don't have to do this anymore. We don't have to do this anymore. We don't have to wonder if Cal's going to be smooching the mom, if he's going to try to make draft night about him. And look, we'll get into Reed, we'll get in to Rob Dillingham and where they went and what was, I think, a really great night for both of them. But here's when I knew the door had closed. I didn't actually hear Cal talk. I saw him. He was there. I also saw Scott Drew. I never heard him talk. I saw Mike Woodson. He wasn't berating a podcast host, but he was there.
He wasn't tricking people either.
How kind of him. But then Danny Hurley was up on the set talking about his two players who went in the lottery. And that was the slamming of the door on the Cal era at UK. When we got to the last pick, and Justin Edwards, the preseason number one pick in the draft, wasn't taken in the first round. And Antonio Reeves probably, oh man, it's a weird thing to say, one of the guys I really enjoyed watching the most of the Cal era, not drafted in the first round. Other guys transferred out either to Arkansas, Ohio State, different places. But it was the slamming of the door on that era. When the guy who actually won titles and got guys to the league did both. Did you know you could do that? Danny Hurley does. Wow. I'm just hearing that for the first time.
I did not know that. You're just now telling me for the first time.
And we got the slamming of the door. And I hope for some people there was catharsis, because this is not an easy thing as a sports fan to do. When you love a team, when you love a place, and one person so dominates it for a decade and a half, and the last half decade was just not good. It just wasn't. It wasn't up to the standard of what you would hope with your team. That I hope last night was some kind of catharsis, was some kind of, like I said, closing of the door, Cal on the other side. And I'm not mad at Cal. I think he did the right thing by being there. Those are guys that he coached the whole season, guys he recruited for many years. Frankly, had he listened to pundits, he would not have taken Reed Sheppard from North Laurel because he was the kid from Eastern Kentucky. Sure, the high school numbers are good, but will it translate to Kentucky? The answer overwhelmingly became yes as the season went on. But he goes to Houston, and I think it can't be overrated how good of a fit that is for him. If you look at Sheppard amongst that team, I think he makes sense. Look, he's not going to start. Let's be clear. But they don't need him to start. They're actually in a spot, frankly, like the Hawks were, where they're getting another piece, right? They're not needing you to come in and be the franchise guy. They're not the Pistons. They're not the Wizards. They're not, for example, any of those teams. So Reed Sheppard lands in a spot that's on the up, or at least on the come up, if you will. And then Dillingham gets drafted eighth. And I go, okay, at least he got drafted eighth, and he's got that going. And ooh, all right, he's going to the Spurs. Well, they just got Stephon Castle. He's a great defender. They've got Wemby. Good core. They'll figure it out. He's a good player. He fits the NBA mold. They'll figure it out. And then do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. He's off to the Wolves.
That's a good impersonation of their music.
I appreciate you. We'll talk music sometime. I think people will be surprised at my music training. Anyways. But he gets traded to the Timberwolves, and then way later in the round, the Wolves also get Terrence Shannon from Illinois. And you talk about getting two of the athletic dudes in the draft. Goodness gracious. Shot creators, playmakers, whatever you want to call them. Guys that can come in, the microwave types, guys we adore. It's the reason everybody loved Rob Dillingham this year. Pop off the bench, you knew what you were getting. Was it going to work every night? No, but that's some of the fun. That's some of the fun. Is the microwave guy that hits most of the time, but not all of the time. So maybe there was a happy ending here. Maybe there was. For Reed to Houston, that's a different joke. But then for Dillingham to go to a place that's going to be an immediate contender next year. If anyone thinks the Timberwolves aren't going to be very good, then they haven't watched a lot of basketball in recent years. But I thought an interesting draft overnight. We'll get into it more with Jay Davis in the second hour. We don't need to dominate the entire show with the first round of the NBA draft. But I thought an interesting moment last night. And I remember watching it, and I remember thinking, I wonder if they're going to go to Cal. Alex Sarr goes second. Olivier was one of those guys that really benefited, frankly, from going to Kentucky. But we didn't. We didn't hear from Cal. Now, he had done the rounds on other spots on ESPN, and so you had heard his voice. We have sound from McAfee. Which, by the way, of all the jokes, actually, Cal on McAfee is kind of perfect. Of all things. Actually, that show was a good spot for him to land. Dan Patrick less. I think they have a long-term relationship, so that's fine.
Yeah, he's got a thing with Dan Patrick.
For sure. But I think McAfee, if Cal's willing to loosen up a little bit, that could be a really good fit for him.
McAfee's good at getting coaches, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Belichick, Saban.
Yes, he is.
Calipari.
And getting them to be themselves.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
No, say what you want about Pat McAfee. He gets people to loosen up.
No question.
He's very talented.
He is. He's not at this level at all, but he reminds me of peak Howard Stern with interviews. Getting people comfortable enough to admit things that they probably wouldn't say to other interviewers.
I probably shouldn't be telling you this. That's the whole bit of the McAfee show. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. But let's go ahead and play that sound from the McAfee show yesterday. Let's play 15 great years at UK. And oh, man, some of this sound is cringy. But I think this night last night really offers us an opportunity. And I don't want to use like post-mortem or something as dark as that, but it does allow us to move on from that era of UK basketball. Sort of as a collective commonwealth, if you are. But here's Cal on McAfee yesterday about his time at UK.
15 years.
Wonderful.
15 years. It was a great run. A lot of fun. A lot of friends. But you know what? I want to do this one more time. And this was the time to do it. And Arkansas was the place. We're in the SEC. Unbelievable facilities. NIL's not the issue. I don't have to go do it myself. And you ready for this, Ben? I hired my son.
Oh.
I couldn't do that at Kentucky. I hired my son. He's on my staff. I'm helping all these coaches and all these players. How about I help my son? How about I do that?
Smart. Smart. Yeah, good dad. Yeah, it's good paisan.
And this, as the precursor to the entire evening, and this is the perfect thing for him to say and not realize what he's actually saying. I don't have to do NIL. That's because at Kentucky, no one wanted to invest in him. And then he pulls a Bobby 2.0. There are so many Cardinal fans smiling right now, thinking about Cal, thinking that it's a great thing to hire your family. No, you hired your family because Orlando Antigua went to Illinois and immediately beat UK for a high school player. The guy knows how to recruit. And instead, you are hiring your kid. They're getting Bobby 2.0 at Arkansas. By the way, Bobby's already there.
He's going to be the head coach midseason. We all know this.
I agree with you. But what a perfect send-off yesterday was for John Calipari. This week has been a perfect setup for him to move on. His kids get drafted. They underperform in the tournament. Perfect. He brags about not having to do NIL when no one in Lexington wanted to invest in him. Perfect.
The La Familia.
And then he says, I got to hire my kid. Like it's an accomplishment. And it's not. What a perfect send-off for John Calipari. RIP his 15 years at the University of Kentucky. There you go. There's my open. How about that? There you go. All right. That's what I don't know why that was the thing that stuck out to me last night, but boy, did it ever. 437-9680. Appreciate all the texts that are coming in, coming down here. Bridges trade to the Knicks opens up cap space for the Cowboys. Texter, will the Cowboys trade into the second round to pick Bronny James? Dude, they should.
They absolutely
they should. Figure out if LeBron will come play tight end for a year.
Can we break ESPN? That would break the network.
I'm not reading Antonio Brown tweets about Reed's mom. That's not nice. It's not nice. We're not doing that.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is terrible. Texter. Cal got on stage and talked with Stephen A. and the other announcer last night. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Oh, come on.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I didn't hear his voice, so there you go. Texter, it's hard to invest in someone that went into hiding for 5 years. Texter, Cal on McAfee looked like he just crawled out of his own grave. So true. Texter, earned, not given. Brad Calipari. Yeah, that's right, man. Texter, Rockets are a good fit for Shepard, but Jeff has to make sure to keep Stacy away from... Oh, come on. Oh, it's an Udoka joke, and that's a good one. That's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's all right. But look, for all of his personal shortcomings, Udoka can coach some basketball, dude. That ain't the question. That dude knows basketball.
He
knows
would
how
have
to
won
coach.
A championship with
I
the
agree.
Celtics.
Or not given coming down so many times on the text line. I appreciate you people so much. Texter, as good of an open as you've ever done, Louie. Nice job. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. No, just, it's a, I know life's complicated for sure, but once in a while, the gain of specific people can be at the end of the most productive time of other people's careers or lives or what have you. And we saw that last night, and it's just a reminder that
I can't believe you didn't mention
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't believe you didn't mention Kentucky must have had the most loaded team in the history of college basketball, and you're talking about two top 10 picks that came off the bench? Calipari didn't start either of these dudes.
It should be said that the first and fourth college players off the board were Kentucky players, and the second and third were UConn players.
Yeah.
One of those teams boat raced the field to win the title.
Yes. They're second
and then
straight.
You get this whatever the hell happened against Oakland thing.
They lost to a guy who's going to be selling cars in 2 years. Jack Golke Chevrolet.
Was Stacy dressed up like the Penguin from Batman? Texter. I think Brad Calipari's a great hire, Saul Smith. But that's what, it all happened in a week, man. And he did it to himself. It's once in a while you just have to let people talk. Let people expose who they are. Oh, man. Texter asking if there'd be a bigger fish out of water than Reed at a Houston strip club. Listen to me. There's only one way to find out. There is only one way to find out. The road trip meme took me out last night, Zach. It took me out.
Oh, the one I sent you was good, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the one.
That's it.
I got it from at least five people.
Oh, yeah.
At least. Oh, it was fantastic.
What's he going to do when he goes to the clubs that James Harden has his number retired in? To be fair, that's a lot of places.
I was getting chicken wings, Mom. He's not. He can't go to the clubs for like 3 years.
No.
He's so young.
What is he?
That's the other part. He might not even be a Rocket by the time he gets to 21. I'm not kidding.
He's what, 19?
19.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Think about that, too, by the way. This is the underrated. There's so many underrated things about huge events like this that you're just like, hey, here's $2 million for the next year 19-year-old to play basketball. What?
Think about, like,
what kind of JA were you at 19?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I would have been a menace.
Oh, if you would have given me $2 million, that would have been gone so quick.
Oh, so fast. Oh,
think about,
man.
LeBron was already one of the three best players in basketball by the time he could drink.
Right. No, that's right. Oh, 100%.
He played 3 years in the NBA before he could drink.
Yeah.
Legally.
Oh, no. And people are texting, hey, man, those guys were terrible against Oakland. You are not wrong. But if you think the game plan against Oakland was worth a damn, I'm sure this texter doesn't. But, like, what are we doing here? Right? I mean, it just wasn't.
Did Reed and Rob play in that game? I don't remember them being there.
Texter, LeBron will get to play with his son, which will crater the Lakers, and Cal coaches with his son, which will crater Arkansas. It's fitting. That's a good text.
I actually give Bronny a better chance of success than I do Brad Calipari.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Bronny has some talent.
Bronny can play basketball. That's right.
Bronny can play basketball.
That's right. Bronny can play basketball. Brad Calipari, TBD.
I don't know if TBD. I think we know.
Is the daughter still doing the vegan bakery in Massachusetts or whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that still happening?
Vegan bakery? Is that a thing?
He's got he's got a daughter who's a doctor at Vanderbilt, and then he's got a daughter who owns a vegan bakery.
What?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
How do you have a vegan bakery?
It's called Baller. That's what it is.
Shot caller?
Texter, did you talk Texas A&M coach lying and then rip the media dude that left for Texas the next day? We haven't done that.
We have not done that. Oh, that was bad.
That's evergreen. I could talk about that whatever. Like, that was so bad. Yeah. Texter, imagine as a UK fan, you were in a coma for a year. You woke up to see this draft. Would you guess UK's tournament record and current coach is? Man,
I would have guessed Elite Eight minimum, and Calipari's still there.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
You have two top 10 picks. You should at least.
And one of the guys was not expected to be a contributor in the way that he was in Reed Shepard. Not at all.
If you would have said last year, Rob Dillingham, top 10 pick, would you have been surprised?
Yes, but only because most of Cal's guys recently have been sliding out of that spot.
Yeah. If you would have picked a Kentucky player at this moment last year to be a top 10 pick, it would have been Justin Edwards.
No question.
Yeah.
All right, break here. We'll get Ben Roberts on the other side. We'll get his thoughts on that. He is from the Lexington Herald Leader, Kentucky.com/sports. Ben's at Ben Roberts HL on Twitter. He'll be presented by our friends over at Blind Squirrel in the East End. Tons of live music this weekend with our friends at Blind Squirrel, Friday and Saturday from 9 to midnight, and then on Sunday. Check them out as well from 5 to 9. KSB Rock Show on Friday, the Midnight Radio folks on Saturday, and Clark and Joey on Sunday again. 9 to midnight Friday and Saturday, 5 to 9 on Sunday. Ben Roberts, we talk to him next.
Here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Hi, welcome back in. The only show brave enough to play Greta Van Fleet. This is Rabeau & Co. here, ESPN 680 1057. Tons of draft talk. Today, we will have more draft coverage for you tonight. Make sure you are tuned in for that. We will have that on both stations all night for you as we follow the second round. Soccer City at 6. Reds Cardinals here on 680 1057 tonight at 7:15. But Ben Roberts with us joins us from the Lexington Herald Leader at Ben Roberts HL. Twitter, Kentucky.com/sports. Again, presented by our friends over there at Blind Squirrel, blindsquirrellouisville.com. Check out all their stuff. Live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And of course, when the sun goes down, go use that back porch on these 95 degree days. How about that? Ben Roberts, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you enjoy all of the fashion talk and how important it was for people's families last night?
I followed online after Rob got picked. I did watch the opening shot in the first few picks, but I monitored, but kind of checked out after that.
I gotcha. That's all right. In the open today, I talked about how last night actually might have been the perfect send-off and closing of the door on the Calipari era. He's there for those two guys, but he doesn't actually get to talk on the broadcast, right? He's not part of the big spiel. Danny Hurley's on set. He's not. That kind of stuff. You know, it's about more about Reed. It's more about Rob last night. And then he does McAfee. He talks about how he has to get, you know, he doesn't have to do NIL, which no one wanted to invest in at Kentucky, and he gets to hire his own kid, and he sounds like Bobby Petrino coaching football at Louisville. I thought all of it was kind of the perfect send-off for Cal this week. Do you agree, Ben Roberts?
It was very Cal, I guess, if that's what you mean.
I do.
Yeah.
He's nothing if not consistent, right?
He is consistent. He is in Arkansas now, obviously, and he's going to say what he needs to say and to get the thing rolling down there. But none of it was surprising, I guess.
Will any part of you miss covering John Calipari, or had you gotten to a point where even you were like, you know what, it might be okay to try something different?
I think it's always, it's always good to do something new.
Sure.
I think,
yep.
You know, it's been, you know, change in this instance, I think is good for everybody. I don't think John Calipari really wanted to be covered up here anymore. I think he made that quite clear by not showing up to any pregame availabilities for the entire 23-24 season. And basically most of the season before that. I think he needed a fresh start or a new start somewhere, and hopefully he gets that. I think that's one of those moves that's gonna, everybody's gonna benefit from what happened.
There you go. Ben Roberts with us at Ben Roberts HL on Twitter, of course, Kentucky.com/sports. Number 3 and number 8 in a loss in the first round. Again, kind of a perfect send off for Cal, but I think actually for both guys a decent fit. I don't think either guy has to be the dude where they're going, despite being drafted in the first 10 picks. They're going to competitive teams, frankly, well-coached teams, well-run teams in Houston and in Minnesota. Do you have a similar takeaway?
Yeah, no, I'm really, you know, I think Reed's one of those guys who's going to be okay wherever he landed. You know, obviously, you know, from a mental standpoint, he was going to be a guy who's going to be able to blend in wherever. From a basketball standpoint, I mean, he's shown he can play whatever role you need him to play, and he's willing to do that. I'm really interested to follow Rob's career, you know, especially the next couple seasons. You know, I think he needs a situation where he's going to get a lot of mentorship. Obviously, they've got Anthony Edwards there. From a basketball standpoint, it's, you know, one of the most electric guards. And I don't want to say a similar player, but, a similar situation, I guess, as Rob coming in. He's got Karl Towns, who obviously we got to know very well here. Super mature guy. I think a guy who, you know, especially another Kentucky guy, is probably going to take him under his wing and kind of try to mentor him. But yeah, I think Rob needs a little bit more of a support system where he lands. And, you know, his game is a little bit more singular, I think. And you know, hopefully he gets a fit up there where he gets an opportunity to do what he does best. But yeah, I'm really interested to see kind of where he goes over these next couple of seasons.
Ben Roberts with us, presented by our friends out there at Blind Squirrel, blindsquirrellouisville.com. Live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Great spot for lunch, by the way, if you want to head out there. Really, really good burger over at Blind Squirrel. Justin Edwards doesn't get drafted. Do you think he ends up in the draft in round two? Have you heard anything at all?
Yeah, no, I would certainly assume that he gets picked at some point this afternoon or this evening. You don't go from number one recruit to undrafted unless there are just other things that happen around you. He's still got the upside. He still has a lot of tools that he just, you know, it just obviously didn't work out to the extent that people wanted it to work out here this past season. So yeah, I would be pretty shocked if nobody picks him today.
Antonio Reeves, any feel on if he might get drafted, or does he feel like that guy that gets a phone call the second after the draft's over?
Well, yeah, if he's available, I would imagine he gets a lot of phone calls second after the draft's over. You know, everything that I've heard over the last 2-3 weeks, basically really since the combine, NBA teams and those kind of decision makers, I think, were kind of perplexed why he wasn't on draft boards, because I think the general thinking around the league was that, hey, somebody's going to pick this guy. There's a lot of teams that it seems like really like him. And I think the more they reached out to like folks at Kentucky and found out more about his kind of his work ethic, I guess not off the court, but like away from organized practices, how seriously he takes it, and kind of his mental approach to the game. That stuff that, you know, he only went higher on their in-house boards when they started hearing some of that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at some of the 60-pick mocks the last couple of days. I think he has started to pop up on those probably as more people hear stuff like that. But I would be rather surprised if he didn't get picked tonight, just because the sense I've gotten is that a lot of teams really like him.
Ben Roberts with us at Ben Roberts HL on Twitter, Kentucky.com/sports, for everything at the Herald Leader. You've been writing and attending the Mark Pope pressers. And I have to ask the ridiculous part first so that we can ask the more serious part later. Are you bringing milk to the next press conference?
No, I don't drink milk.
Good. You're a normal adult.
I put it in my Cheerios. If somebody wants to lay out a little cup of milk with some Oreo cookies, I will dunk them in there. But I'm not going to like just drink a gulp of milk unless you put up.
Can you tell Cam Drummond that's how men act? Can you tell him that?
Yeah, he drinks milk, doesn't he?
He does. Like, no, and like he's picky about it. Like, he imports it from Illinois.
Yeah, that's weird.
Thank you.
unless you're like 8 years old, and I guess you wouldn't have the means to import it from Illinois.
No, you would not. No. Man, oh man. All right. Well, the cookie thing. Conflicting reports about where the cookies are actually from and these kinds of things, but is this just the Mark Pope thing, like the self-deprecation with every answer, the oh boy, aw shucks, Kentucky's a big job thing? Is this just Mark Pope?
I think it is. I think the cookies this week, though, I think he might have forgotten. I think that was a, I think a UK staffer.
I think she did.
Actually,
yes.
Yeah, I think Deb actually brought those cookies in. I think Mark was surprised. Unless they just really planned out that skit in the back, I think Mark was genuinely surprised to see those cookies there. I had heard that he brought crumble cookies to the deals out in Utah when he was the coach there. So obviously he's getting adjusted. He has more on his plate than cookies, no pun intended, to deal with these last few weeks. So, you know, we'll see once we get in the swing of the season what kind of snacks show up.
To me, that was just a reminder that Cal just didn't interact with the media for half a decade. Like, just a plate of cookies got everyone all bunched up. I mean, like, seriously, right? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, no, it was different. I got there about 30 minutes early, and there were already more people sitting in seats than were at the Bruiser Flint press conference to end the 23-24 season, which I think was supposed to be Cal, and obviously he wasn't going to show up for. So, yeah, it's you know, we'll see how that goes the rest of the way.
Did you have a cookie, and would Jerry Tipton have had a cookie?
I did not have a cookie.
Attaboy, I'm proud of you, Ben. You know what, people? That's why we have Ben Roberts on the show. He will not be swayed by cookies. You understand me?
I don't remember. They have cookies in Rupp after games and before games. I don't remember if Jerry ate those cookies, but he loved the Rupp Arena popcorn. Loved it. And a quick story on that. So Jerry,
I love it.
Absolutely loves this Rupp Arena popcorn. Would eat it just after every game.
Okay.
And they found a mouse in the popcorn one time. And I went over and warned him. And he was eating the popcorn. I was like, Jerry, they found a mouse. And it wasn't like his cup, obviously, but it was in the general popcorn earlier. And he just kind of looked at it. He just kind of gave like a shrug, like a very comical, like, and then just took another bite of popcorn.
Yeah, the dude's from Detroit. Yeah, that's how we do things. You understand? Like, there's mice and whatever. Yeah, he's a Hamtramck kid. What are we doing?
Adds flavor, I guess. But no, I don't.
Little mouse flavored popcorn on a Thursday. Why not? Oh, man. Ben Roberts with us. I'm not going to tell you who he's presented by because of that right now. But he was at the Mark Pope presser. Just general feelings on him. I heard a comment the other day. It was the first time maybe that he actually looked a little tired as part of this job. Just, you know, a lot of travel and different things, obviously, that go with the UK head coaching job. What's your sort of takeaway now that he's been in the job for a couple months?
Yeah, I mean, I think he, you know, I was at the NIL deal a couple weeks ago, too, and we got him just a small handful of us for about 7 or 8 minutes over on the side. And he, you know, it took about 30 minutes to get him, you know, because he's signing on. And like, I've basically been told that it's hard to keep him on schedule just because he genuinely wants to spend an extra 10, 15 minutes with basically everybody he's supposed to meet with.
Okay.
And he's obviously getting to know a lot of new people and wants to form those relationships early on. I would imagine he is tired. I would imagine he is exhausted. I met with Cody Feger, the assistant coach who came over from BYU last week, talked to him for about 30 minutes and we were kind of chatting about his schedule, and he had just moved his family in and had driven his car from Utah and had been up at 6 a.m. to start moving stuff in. And I asked if he had slept in, and he said, well, you know, there'll be time for that. We got to win some games first. So I guess he doesn't plan on sleeping for another few months. And I don't think Pope and Hart and Brooks, I mean, all those guys have just been around the clock since they got here. So, yeah, I would imagine he's pretty exhausted at this point.
As Don Draper would say, that's what the money is for, right?
That's
what the money's for. Ben Roberts with us. He's presented by our friends at Blind Squirrel, blindsquirrellouisville.com. Go check them out. Live music all weekend, Friday, Saturday nights, and Sunday in the early evening as well. Tons of great food options. Huge bourbon and beer menus out there as well. Tons of great outdoor space. Hell, you can watch a bunch of people play volleyball. How about that? The staff makeup, and it looks like he's largely set his staff. Do you anticipate anyone else joining at this point?
Yeah, I think there will be at least one more addition.
Okay.
I do not think it will be really a basketball-type move. I think if there's anything else, it'll be maybe more in the NIL space, maybe more of a I really don't expect a general manager position. I might be wrong on that. I'm currently not expecting that for at least for this coming season. I think Nick Robinson's going to handle a lot of those duties who came over from BYU, and that might be kind of shared among a few different staffers. But I would anticipate, I think they're actually still a spot or two down from Cal's last staff. So they've got a spot or two to work with. And from everything I've heard, I think that's going to be more kind of in a non-basketball, but obviously in an important area if you're talking about the NIL space and maybe a fundraising aspect.
We've been talking finances because they just had the yearly finance meeting across the street at U of L a couple days ago. With them paying Pope, what, $4 million less than what they were paying Calipari, something like that, you know, $3.5 million? Yeah. I don't know what that number looks like. But I know with the expanded staff and the new NCAA rules, I know there's a lot of moving pieces here. Are they spending about the same amount of money on basketball?
Well, the assistants, you know, we don't have numbers yet on Brooks and Hart and a couple of the other guys. But I think the assistants are going to be – I mean, Orlando was making basically $1 million a year. You know, some of those guys who have been around a little longer and established here were making more. So – yeah, I think once it's all said and done, if you lay the numbers side by side, they're going to be maybe several million lower. But yeah, I mean, once these NIL reforms really take hold and that system really gets into place, some of that money is obviously going to be going other places. You know, Cal talked about facility upgrades for forever. I know, you know, they obviously still have among the best facilities in the country, but I would envision maybe some changes there in the coming years. I don't think I don't think Pope's going to lobby for a museum and a whatever Cal was talking about as part of the facilities. But you know, those are constantly being upgraded. So, you know, that money is going to get spent, I would imagine. The coaching salaries at this point won't be. There will be a difference. The other part of that, though, I mean, if Mark Pope goes out and wins the national title next season, I'm not saying that's the expectation, obviously, sure. But people tend to get pretty hefty raises,
yes, they do,
all the way around when you go deep in postseason.
I'll get you out of here. This is your last basketball question. Of course, we have culture things to discuss. But okay. The Corey Feger, I mean, they've been together a decade. Is that right?
Yeah, so Cody was actually the director of basketball operations at BYU when Pope was an assistant there. So they They were together like that for 2 years. And then when Pope got the Utah Valley job, he was one of his first hires, and that was his first like full assistant coaching job. So they've been head coach, assistant coach for 9 seasons, plus those other 2 seasons at BYU. So this will actually be their 12th year together. And you know, sitting down with both of them, I think they're very like-minded, but as Cody and I talked about, they do disagree quite a bit. Like, they have the same kind of approach to the job, but maybe disagree on certain aspects of it. And that was one thing Feger really, really talked about last week, was that Pope doesn't want yes men around, and he wants to hear a lot of voices. And that's kind of the way he's built his staff. I think he's getting a wide range and variety of backgrounds and voices, and he's really taking all that in when he makes some of these big decisions.
That was one of the sort of outside looking in criticisms of Cal toward the end, is that he didn't listen to other people, essentially. And so your sense is that, I mean, by bringing guys like this, and I know, you know, you want to keep some continuity from a previous job, but a guy like Feger is one that's going to challenge him, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment all the way around. And yes, I think, just from what I've heard about, you know, especially Jason Hart early on in the recruiting process when they were trying to put this roster together, and you know, AB and Fox obviously has a wealth of experience. Yes, I think Pope wants a lot of voices in the room and wants a lot of ideas thrown out there. And obviously, as Cody told me, he has the final say on everything. He's the head coach, but he wants smart people around, and he wants to hear from them. And he genuinely kind of takes that information in and processes it and goes from there.
So it's National Ice Cream Cake Day, Ben, and Bill Burr has a great little bit of stand-up. Do you enjoy stand-up comedy, Ben? I actually don't know this about you.
I do. I like Bill Burr. I don't watch as much as I used to, but I do like Bill Burr.
Yeah, okay. So Bill Burr has this little bit, and he says essentially, fat people screwed up. They even screwed up dessert. We used to just have cake, and we used to have ice cream. Now we have ice cream cake, this kind of stuff. Are you an ice cream cake guy?
I do like ice cream cake.
It's a good line, right?
My wife and my 5-year-old, they both like it, so I usually get it for somebody's birthday.
Birthdays, yeah, right.
Even though I really enjoy the ice cream cake too. The little chocolate cookie crumbles that are in.
Undefeated.
It's
fantastic stuff. Yes, it is National Bingo Day. Do you have a form of gambling that's sort of mindless that you enjoy? We know you dominate the Kentucky Derby. Like, we get it. Like, it's Ben Roberts' show. We understand that. But is there I love a good scratch off. I'm not going to lie. Like, I enjoy a scratch off ticket. What says Ben Roberts?
No, I don't do the scratch off. Don't do like the Powerball. Stuff like that.
Okay.
I obviously now with the I don't bet on college basketball, but the with the apps, I've been known to sit in the recliner and put together a 4-leg international soccer parlay for $5 at midnight before I go to bed. I would call that pretty mindless, probably.
Last one, it's National Handshake Day. How often does Ben Roberts catch himself in a weird trying to greet a basketball player who's a little more comfortable than you are in a weird handshake with a younger person?
What do you mean? One of the handshakes where you guys do four different things?
Yeah, you go in for a handshake, but the guy goes in to dap you up, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, in my case, it's, it's more of a dap up with the guys these days, but I often, and this happened at the combine, and obviously I knew all these guys really well at that point. And I would have my recorder out in front of them. So I think with Rob and Justin both, and maybe Tone too, I go to like swipe up my recorder, and then I was going to dap them up after I get my recorder, and they think I'm going in for the handshake. And then, we just kind of laugh about it and move on. But yeah, it's kind of an awkward, awkward. I don't know when I'm going to see these guys again, probably years. That's the note you leave on.
Yeah, no, it is. It is what it is. The dad handshake happens. He's Ben Roberts. He's presented by our friends at Blind Squirrel. BlindSquirrelLouisville.com. Great lunch, great dinner. Huge menus for their bourbon and beer selections as well. Get out there. Check them out all summer long. Ben, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a great vacation next week.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Ben. We'll see you. There you go. Ben Roberts. Someone pointing out the Ben Roberts, where is it? There's the text. The mumbled, oh, great, from Ben is always my favorite part of this segment. Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. I was nice to Ben this week. It's National Pineapple Day, but I didn't want to do swinger talk with Ben today. That just wasn't,
Okay, I have an important question to ask you.
Please.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Okay.
This might affect a lot of things.
I'm going to answer it with another answer.
Okay.
I don't order mushrooms on pizza.
Okay.
But I also don't pick them off if someone else orders mushrooms on pizza.
Okay.
I don't order pineapple on pizza.
Good.
But if I'm stuck, I will eat pineapple on pizza. If I'm stuck. Will you starve instead of eat it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
Pineapple on pizza is just blasphemy. It's an insult to all things pizza.
I don't order it. But if that's what's left, like if I get to my kid's birthday, my kid's at a birthday party and that's what's left over.
Yeah.
Like there's Domino's thin crust, ham and pineapple sitting around or something. I'm not going to lie.
What's the go-to?
Pizza?
Yeah.
I have become this is how you know you're getting older, Zach. Cheese has become my go-to.
Okay.
However, I've become a bacon man instead of other meats on my pizza.
Pepperoni. Okay. Always pepperoni.
Okay. All right.
Pepperoni, cheese, and then I'll put bacon or tomato or onion, whatever else.
A little sausage, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But pepperoni and sausage is goated for sure.
Yes.
I enjoy vegetables on my pizza. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it depends on what vegetables, but mostly, yes.
Dexter, no, never. Louie, you better not eat that crap. I'm not eating that,
yes,
bro.
Dexter, thank you.
Pineapple on pizza is sacrilege.
Yes.
I'm not reading.
These are our listeners.
I'm not reading that thing about Drew's deck. You stop it, okay? You understand me? We're not doing that. Oh, man. One more segment to go in the 10 o'clock hour on a Thursday show. This is Roboco, ESPN 680, 105.
ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Freaking rock and roll edition of the show. Let's go, Rabeau and Co. ESPN 680 1057. Quick segment here. We'll wrap it up. We'll see if Jay Davis is traveling in a car with screaming children at 11 o'clock. Thanks to Ben Roberts. If you ever missed part of the show, head back to that podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com. I promise someone's working on the website. If someone's wondering, that is absolutely being done right now here at the station. But I do want to thank Wing Zone for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios today. Perfect for anything that you're doing this summer, whether it's a get together, graduation party, maybe you're just getting together with some friends to watch whatever it is that we're going to watch the rest of the summer. Maybe some of that soccer that Ben talked about. How about that? But hey,
let's do
today for lunch. Today for lunch. 10 boneless wings and wedges for $9.99. That's a good deal, people. So order online, wingzone.com. They got those three area locations, Dixie Highway, of course, Poplar Level Road, and, of course, Huntsinger Lane as well. Get over there, check those things out as well with our friends at Wingzone, wingzone.com. Texter, there's a word on the street that Locke and his wife enjoy pineapple on pizza. Just say it. Same Texter, by the way, earlier. Fantastic stuff. Louis, I appreciate your open and your discussion of nepotism. It's the one I hope to hear for more about on the V Show. That's a great text. It's just a really good text. Texter, pineapple and mushroom. I would rather leave UConn for the Lakers, Texter. I eat pineapple on pizza for my wife's benefit. Hey, now. Who am I kidding? That hasn't happened since she was my girlfriend. That's funny. That's a good text. That's a good text. Texter, Louis, if I'm at a birthday party and all that's left is pineapple on pizza, I'm questioning my kids' friends' choices.
Yes.
I would just give up on life and head to a gas station for a hot dog. Texter, I hear the duck sausage pizza is fabulous at the Acre. Texter, hey, pizza sucks, kids. Try a steak and a baked potato and a salad. Texter. Oh, man, since you just played the Clemson running down the hill segment during break, does anyone else find it weird that they have to take a bus from their locker room to the other side of the stadium to enter the field?
Strange.
It is not, and here's why. I've actually been to a game there, and here's why they have to do it. The path from the locker room to that hill is just flooded with people before the game.
Yeah, that's
true. And you could not get through in any kind of reasonable way and get people into the stadium as well. You're also asking, like, 10,000 drunk people not to interact with your players.
That's also true.
Right, so you got to deal with that stuff. Texter, pardon my, Texter.
Yeah, pardon my take is
don't
running
do that. Quiet now, please. Thank you. Texter, tonight you have a chance of overpaid, overhyped idiots to watch round two of the draft of the presidential debate. That's a good text.
Bronny James or Joe Biden?
Listen to me real quick. I want everyone to understand. This is the earliest debate in American political history, televised political histories, ever. And it's by like 60 days or something. Neither of these men have been nominated by their parties.
No.
We're just that lazy with our politics.
We're just assuming.
And number two, we're doing a two-night NBA draft. Zach, this used to be a proper country. Used to be. Used to be a proper country. Not a proper country
anymore.
Both
sides or just?
All of those things.
Yes.
We have a debate. By the way, we have a person polling well above the threshold to be included in the debate that they're not including in the debate.
Yes.
And these other two men have not been nominated by their party.
Nope. Do we really need two days to stretch out guys that won't play in the NBA? Because this isn't the NFL where fifth round picks actually matter.
Please don't talk about
matter.
Stretching out guys. Don't ever do that again. Texter, was that the intro song from the church fight singing Kingsman? I suddenly feel violent. You feel how you need to feel. You understand me? A lot of pineapple on pizza talk. People are feeling violent right now.
The show that promotes violence. How about that?
Texter, I feel like Nick Valvano would eat peanut butter on pizza. I agree with you.
No.
Can I admit that there's a very good pizza topping that you've never had that'll probably sound disgusting?
Okay.
Egg.
Really?
Okay. Walk through it with me real quick. What is good about pizza? It's warm.
Yes.
Savory.
Yeah.
Salty.
Yeah.
What are eggs?
All those things.
Boom. Just telling you.
Eggs on burgers is good.
Very good on burgers.
Yes.
Undefeated on burgers, in fact. By the way, staying away from the F word, day three. How about that?
There you go.
How about that? Ham, pineapple, jalapeno, and red onion is a good combo, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I thought they'd get you.
He put it in there. He tried.
He did.
The F word was in there. I did not say it. Texter, if you want to prep for the debate tonight, watch the movie Idiocracy first. I'm terrified that Texter might be right. Texter, do they think the expanded draft in two nights, did they do that just for Bronny James? Man, that's a fair question. I think it's just, look, ESPN wants the programming this time of year.
Yeah.
Because what? So the Major League Baseball All-Star game is in what, a week and a half? A
couple weeks.
And then that's essentially what they have until...
What else are you going to show? The Cornhole Championships?
Man, some of those are fun.
They are. World's Strongest Man. Remember they used to show World's Strongest Man?
Dude, Magnus Vermagnuson is somewhere not being on TV lifting stones.
Yes.
Favorite strongman name, 437-9680. Send them in. Those are great.
You remember the
I guarantee you, by the way, Jay Davis has a top five favorite World's Strongest Man list for sure.
Do you remember the Japanese version of Ninja Warrior? It was so much better than the American Ninja Warrior. That's the stuff they.
I didn't watch either. I'll be honest. Like that.
Oh, Japanese Ninja Warrior is undefeated.
That is a gap in my viewing knowledge and experience. I did watch a ton of American Gladiators.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They just had a 30 for 30 about that recently.
Yeah. That was messed up. Louis, explain Detroit style pizza to me. I just don't get it. It's poor folk food, man. It's lots of bread when you can't afford tomatoes or fresh ingredients. That's what it is. Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, that's the true style pizza. It's poor folk food. You make it in the pans that you use to do, like, auto work. It's poor folk food, man. Texter, I hear the pizza at the McLean's is pretty salty as well. Texter, only on one side, by the way. Texter, Zach's a snitch. He's taking the fun out of it. I agree.
Out of what?
Stop snitching.
On what?
Soccer City, 6 o'clock tonight on 680-1057. Reds and Cardinals after that. Oh, man. Did the Cardinals still stink? That gives me great joy.
Yeah, they're not great.
Okay, good.
They'll still make the playoffs because...
Oh, are they really? God.
Everybody makes a playoffs in baseball anymore because they have a billion wild cards.
That's fair. You made the playoffs. You mean one game? Yes, I mean one game.
Yeah. Congrats, you made the play-in game.
Yeah, exactly. Where are those? Those pesky... I did not need the whole league. I need, or the whole overall Major League Baseball. I need it by league. This is the only sport that still does this. You're right. The Cardinals are 3 over .500. What the hell happened there? I don't need that in my life. 7-3 of their last 10. Is Mitchell Hannigan selling tickets? How about that? Man, oh, man. Texter. Pineapple, bacon, and chicken with barbecue sauce on pizza is very good. Texter, they're actually like five dudes named Magnus who do strongmen. It's almost like a requirement. Yeah, you're damn right. It really is. Yeah, it's really right. Oh, man. Questioning my kid's friend choice if there's pizza with pineapple at the party.
That's just bad parenting.
It is a thing, though, when you get older and you do have kids, is meeting the other parents and your kids kind of deciding who your friends are going to be for a couple hours at a time.
You realize you're actually doing a really good job.
Once in a while, that definitely happens. Oh, my favorite. Look, I'll totally brag on this. So, for example, Sunday, I took my wife had to do something on Sunday. So I took our four kids to lunch and it's like 1 o'clock. We're at a Mexican restaurant and a family's next to us and their one kid is on a tablet, like, screaming about everything. And my four kids are just there hanging out, having a conversation. Nothing feels better than that.
Yeah. There you go.
3 games over .500. Louie, you leave my Cardinals alone. Texter, they don't play play-in games anymore. 2-3-game series in each. Oh, God, that's what we need. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay, God. That's right on the edge. Texter said the only way to eat pineapple on pizza is without a crust.
No, it's pretty good. Stop.
Texter, best thing about the Japanese version of Ninja Warrior was most contestants were actually out of shape and got blasted by some swiping
fist or something. That's yes. That was the best part.
Oh, man.
None of them were in shape.
Texter, I just want the Ninja Turtle pizza. You know what? You know what? You talk about mice in the popcorn and you hang out with a rat and eat pizza. How good is the pizza in a sewer? Seriously, what are we doing?
I want a Krabby Patty.
Oh, Louie, could you clarify if it's a fried egg or scrambled egg on pizza? I love eggs, so I might seriously try it. You can get both, especially in Europe. The ones that I had were fried eggs, actually, sunny side up. It's very good. It's a weird thing to say, but that and ham was essentially what they would put together. So it was like ham and eggs. It's really good. Okay. Jay Davis joins us next. He's presented by Lana Sports, L-A-N-A, lanasports.com. All the ABA gear up there. Family-owned business in Indianapolis. Really good guys up there as well. Working on some cool stuff with them, and hopefully we'll be able to announce that pretty soon. Jay Davis, we talk to him next here on Rabot & Co. ESPN 680-1057.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.